You are listening to Opportunity Detroit. Earlier this year, the Detroit Free Press Marathon, presented by MSU Federal Credit Union, was named the best marathon in America. This weekend, more than 26,000 runners are participating in this great event. Aaron Veltoven, race director and vice president, thanks for checking in today to tell us all about it.
Thanks for having me, Ann.
So, Aaron, details. Tell us all about it.
Well, this weekend is the big weekend. It's what we've been planning all year for. We have a sold-out event. We have 8 events over this weekend. Over 26,000 registrants from all over the world have come into Detroit to experience a race unlike any other, you know, an international race that takes them over into Windsor and back into Detroit. It's a tremendous weekend for the city and for all the folks that have trained so hard to get here.
And it is a tremendous weekend for the city. Talk about the economic impact for this city.
Yeah, last year was a historic year for us, and we did over $28 million of economic impact. We have every hotel in the city sold out. Thousands of people are coming in to not only run this race, but experience Detroit, eat at the great restaurants that are here, grab some Detroit merchandise, and just, you know, experience the city. We have a lot of first-time participants this year, so a lot of new people coming in to the city. So, you know, it's going to be great, and we expect that economic impact this year to grow.
And you've also got a fabulous race course. Tell us about the course.
Yeah, so we're a very unique course for any marathon in the world. We're one of the only international marathons that cross 2 international borders. When you start our race over on 4th Street and 3rd, you run over to the Ambassador Bridge, you cross the bridge into Windsor, and then from there, you know, you get to experience on the bridge for many participants on a clear day, a sunrise that is truly unique over the Detroit River in between Windsor and Detroit. From there, our Windsor course has changed slightly. We're showcasing Windsor in a whole new way. So we're going to be along the riverfront, but we're going to go onto Olet Street and then take participants along the city square in Windsor, the new area that's got the that will have the ice rink over by the city buildings. It's going to be great. And then through that, folks are going to come back to Detroit through the Detroit Windsor Tunnel. It's the only course that has an international underwater mile in a marathon. And then from there, we're going to take participants through just some amazing areas of Detroit, the financial district, certainly, but going through Midtown, Woodbridge neighborhood, up into Eastern Market, out into Indian Village, which is always a participant favorite, and then heading back to our finish line on Woodward at the foot of Campus Marshes is where our participants will finish. So we're really excited to showcase the city again this year. There's so many thousands of people coming into Detroit.
And this marathon, for the second time, is attracting more than 50 elite athletes from Michigan, Canada, and around North America. Can you talk about these elite athletes? What does that mean?
Yeah, so these are professional marathoners and half marathoners. These are people that compete at many races across the calendar year for prize money, for ranking points. The field that we have this year, this is our second year doing it, is a tremendously strong field. So we have, our big story is in the men's marathon. We have our returning champion, Andy Bowman, who is a Ferndale native, or lives in Ferndale, with his wife, Sydney DeVore, who won last year the women's marathon.
Wow.
And it's great to have him back. They actually just welcomed their first child a few weeks ago, but Andy's ready to go. He's running really fast, but he has some great competition at the top. Him and our number one seed in the race, Tom Brady, who is a U of M graduate, is going to compete. Now, not that Tom Brady, but he is a decorated U of M athlete in his own right. Tom Brady, that will be in our race. He holds the U of M record in the 5K and the 10K. He is a two times second team All-American, and he's running really fast. So it should be a great competition at the top. We have a host of athletes that are coming in. Also new this year, we are certified for our elite athletes to qualify for the next Olympic trials. So
Wow.
we have a host of athletes who, if they run under the Olympic qualifying trial standard time, they will punch their ticket to the U.S. Olympic qualifying trial race that will take place before the next Olympic cycle. So we could see some potential Olympians make their start here in Detroit this year.
So these times, the event record time is 2 hours, 13 minutes, and 7 seconds. It has stood since 1980. I mean, 2 hours and 13 minutes to run 26 miles?
Oh, they're very fast. They're very fast. And in the two that I just spoke about, Tom Brady and Andy Bowman, we could see that record broken this year.
Really?
I mean, they are running really fast, and if conditions are right, that 40-plus year record could go down, which would be, make today a historic day.
Let's talk about the youngest runners and the oldest runners. What's the age range here?
Yeah, so we have our youngest runner is 2 years old in our little Detroit Dash, which is our quarter mile run that parents and kids can do together. It's a great time on our Saturday races, and then our oldest participant is 89 years old
Oh
and will
my
be running
gosh.
the half marathon. So, we have a the age range is vast, and it just shows, for our race, we're the largest participatory event in the state. Really, anyone can do it. And all you have to do is, set your goals on the distance that you want to achieve, train as best you can, and we will be out there to support you in any event that you do, whether it's the 1 mile, whether it's the 5K, whether it's the half marathon, or you go for the full marathon. We've got a distance for everyone, and we're looking forward to celebrating all of the people that cross that finish line.
Could you walk the entire race if you wanted to, Aaron?
You absolutely could. And we have thousands of people that walk our half marathon and marathon. We have a time limit to all those races, but it's well within the bounds of folks walking, and many, many do year after year.
And it's kind of a good way to get into running if you wanted to start out as kind of a walker or a fast walker or maybe walk run, that kind of a thing. I get why you encourage it because it's a really nice way to get into running.
It absolutely is. It's a great way to get into running, or folks that just want to walk the course. The great thing, and what I always tell people with our race, you get to experience the city in a truly different way, walking through the streets of Detroit that you otherwise wouldn't be able to do. Our city looks a lot different through those streets in a great way, and it's an experience that you can't have other than this weekend.
Well, it's just a wonderful, wonderful event for the city of Detroit. Aaron Veldhoven, Race Director and Vice President, thank you for taking the time today to talk about it.
Thanks again, Ann. Appreciate it.
And you don't want to miss the next interview on Opportunity Detroit. We're going to talk to a runner who collapsed during last year's race, lived to tell about it, and is running again this year.